thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. For the rising of the sun, even until the going down thereof, Father God, your name is to be praised. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare even now in this prophetic prayer hour, midnight prayer cry hour, Father, we declare that your will be done. Father, we declare that all things are working together for our good. Father, we declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we will be victorious as we move forward in your kingdom and in your name. Father God, we decree that the blessings of the Lord will come and add unto us. Father God, we decree in your matchless name that things are turning around for us because favor has already been poured out for us. Father, we declare and we affirm even now in this moment, in this hour, that, Father, that you are our good shepherd and you are the one that shall lead us and you are the one that shall guide us. Father God, we declare miracles and breakthroughs and new opportunities to begin to show up in the lives of your people. Father, we declare and decree that you are the one that is ordering our footsteps. Father God, we declare and we decree that we will stand strong and we will proclaim your name in power and in might. Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that we will stand upright. We will be a people of righteous standing, a holy nation, a people that loves you. We declare in the name of Jesus, Father, that everything that you have given unto us, we shall fulfill it, and we shall move forward in that very thing. Father, we decree the blessings in each and every one homes in the name of Jesus. Father, we say amen to your promises in the name of Jesus because, Father, we thank you and we declare and we decree that the work that you have started on the inside of us, that you are perfecting everything, every minute, every little thing, things that we understand, things that we don't understand. Father, we declare and decree that you are perfecting those very things concerning our lives. We decree and declare that all shall be well because, Father, we have been called and appointed by you, and we give your name the praise and your name the glory in the name of Jesus. Prophet Sammy, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father God, we bless your name, and I thank you, God, for this hour and this minute, Father God, the opportunity to come before the throne, God. God, anything that's not like you in us, around us, Father God, we cancel that out, that you arise in this hour in us, Father God. I'm standing in the gap, Father God, for the young people finding themselves, trying to find themselves that they can be accepted, Father God. Awaken in them you, Father God, the power of you, for you are what we are, what we need, Father God. We desire and the grace to be even more chasing after you and not things, Father God. Right relationships, Father God, in business dealings, Father God. Thank you for the careers that you've assigned us with, Father God, that's a right relationship and not
disease in our life, Father. Cancel them out, Father God. And even relationship with mothers and daughters, Father God, that they can understand, Father God, one another in love, Father God. Move through them, Father God. And I thank you, God. I'm asking you to touch Ronald Blake, healing in his body from dialysis, miracle with the spoon, Father God. Quinta Young, financial breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And Father God, build up our faith, God. If we shift to the left, push us to the right, Father God. Our faith, Father God, we love you and give you the praise. And thank you for our mentors and our assigned teachers and our spiritual parents, God. Bless them. Give your name always, always the praise. Amen.
Father, I thank you right now. I just praise you. I bless you. Father, I thank you for this season of acceleration, this season of celebration, Father. The Father God, that we occupy our calling, that we occupy our gifting, that we occupy the will of God in our lives in this day. Father God, we thank you for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for giving us today our daily bread and forgiving us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, Father. We thank you, Father God, for defending us from the hand of our enemy, Lord God, protecting us and our families in this season, protecting our loved ones. Father, I pray for my man of God. I pray for your provision and protection over him in the name of Jesus, giving him favor wherever he is, Lord God, on his job, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I pray for ideas and witty inventions, Lord God. I thank you for interrupting every routine and introducing us all into our divine plan and purpose in our lives, in Jesus' name. I thank you that all things are working together for our good because we love you, Lord, and we're called according to your plan and your purpose, and your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. Father, we bless you, for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it, Father God. We thank you that thou art our hiding place. Thank you for preserving us from trouble. Thank you for compassing us about with songs of deliverance. We give you glory, God, that you are fighting on our behalf against the enemies, Lord, that would rise up against us. We thank you, Lord God, that as they come against us one way, they flee seven ways. We thank you, Lord, that you give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, Father, to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, Lord, that we pull down every stronghold of fear, every stronghold of bondage, every stronghold of restriction. We destroy every glass ceiling, Lord, every spirit of oppression, every blockage, Lord God, and we excel in strength, and we excel in might, and we advance, Lord God, in the kingdom. We advance on our jobs. We advance financially. We advance, Lord God, in our relationships. We advance in our ministries, Lord God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, Lord God, and we bless our leaders. We strengthen them. We encourage them. We cover them, Lord God. We undergird them, Lord God, and we push back the enemy, Lord Abakasha. We push back the enemy, Lord, and nothing shall by any means shall harm them, Lord God. And we bless you for our parents. We speak strength to our family and healing and restoration, Lord God. We call forth debt cancellation, Lord God. We rebuke death, dying, and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to come in agreement, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for victories in all different situations, Lord God, that have been lifted up to you. Thank you for new joy, Lord God, and fresh strength, a fresh commitment and perseverance to continue to move forward what you would have us do, Lord God, and continue to restore dreams to us that may have seemed to have been lost or shut to us, Lord God, to continue to touch our hearts with hope and resurrect dreams and even open doors, Lord God, for fresh opportunities, and yes, even continue to bring witty inventions, Lord God. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for revelation, Lord God, abundance, all the good things that you have for us. We will think on those things, Lord God, and not dwell on the circumstances, what things might be going on around us. Thank you to align our thoughts and our words to your will, Lord God, and know that and be in place where you would have us be, Lord God, just continuing to be busy about your business as we are able, Lord God, as there is opportunity, and trusting you in the process, Father. Thank you for victories, for continued testimonies, Lord. Thank you for continued revelation, and even in writings, Lord God, touch our hearts with even writing things down, writing ideas for books or music, songs, lyrics, and blogs, things like that, even through writing, Lord God. Touch the hearts of your people with creativity, Lord God, that will be a blessing, and even bring finance as well, Lord God. And just continue to guard us and our families, Lord God. Have your angels all around us, a protection, Lord God, as you move us forward. And to you be the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks. And we decree and declare, Lord, that all things shall work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to your purpose. We thank you, Father, for the power of agreement. We thank you for the spirit of one accord and unity, Father. Lord, we exalt your name tonight and lift you up on high. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for your blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you for your anointing release upon the lives of us, your people, even our spiritual leaders, Father, even as we lift up, even our Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father. We thank you for the unction of your anointing, Father, continue, Lord, to descend upon their lives, my God, as the dew of Mount Hermon, my God. We thank you, Father, as flows, even, Lord, to the families. Even Lord, Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barry and Father, even the entire Jordan family and the Barron family, every grandchild, every Lord great-grandchild, every sibling, my God, we bring them all before you. We release the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus overflow upon, Lord, every family member, Father, that you, Lord, that you're touching tonight, because you're still Jehovah Rapha. You're still the balm that's in Gilead. And we thank you for your healing, my God, of your word, even to those in hospitals, my God. The sick and the shut in, my God, you're raising up, my God, even for such a time as this, as your word go forth, my God, not return to you, Lord, but accomplish that which is pleasing your sight and prosper in the thing which you have sent it. We thank you for prosperity, Father, because you wish above all things, Father, that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And we give you the glory and the praise and the honor for all things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the dawning of a new day. Father, we thank you for giving us the joy and excitement to create anything that you would have us to create. Father, we thank you for loyalty. We thank you for trust. Father, we thank you for the strength that you give us to move from one moment to another. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for family legacy. Father, we thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Master Prophet, and leading lady Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for all the bishops and the pastors that's on this line. Father, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Barry. And we thank you for Bishop Barry and Prophetess Michelle. We thank you for Pastor Robert Miola and Pastor Angel Miola. Father, we thank you for their life. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for the strength and even the wisdom that you give us, even as we rest our head tonight, that we'll know that you'll always be in control and you will always be our source. Father, we thank you for every concern that's on this line. Tonight we bring them and lift them up unto you, Father, because we know without you, where would we be? Without your son Jesus, where would we be? So, Father, we just thank you for all that you do, everything that you have given us, anything that you're about to give to us, we accept it with our whole heart. Father, we thank you for the fragrance of prosperity. Father, we thank you for the ability to travel. We thank you for covering our children, Father. We thank you for the education that they are going to be partakers of. Father, we're just thanking you for victory. We thank you for the graduations for the children, even as they are moving toward their graduation. Father, just let them stay in expectation and know that there's such greater things that they're going to accomplish because they're trusting you with their whole heart. And we're thanking you for the leadership. Father, we're thanking you for those that are crying unto you. Father, may you hear every prayer that's uttered tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Kathy Hughes.
Yes. Father God, we thank you tonight for this body of believers and for the knitting together of our hearts to come and to worship and to praise you. Father, we thank you that you said that we would sing unto the Lord a new song and that your praise would be in the congregation of the saints. So we lift up our praises tonight, Lord. We lift up to praise you for your love, for your goodness, your mercy, the blood of your precious Son. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made a way for us when there seemed to be no way, that you have made the crooked places straight and caused streams in the desert. Lord God, we thank you that you have given us the two-edged sword in our hand that we can render justice and vengeance upon our enemies. And Lord God, we just thank you that tonight we're walking in a new place together in you, in spirit and in truth. And we thank you, Lord God, that it is a new day in this third watch. And as we go forth in the power of your name, Lord God, we thank you that you are causing great deliverance for your people, that you are bringing them out of the valley of the shadow of death and taking them into victory, Lord. For your word says that we will fear no evil and we are not fearing of anything, Lord God. We just thank you that you are prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies and that we are seated in heavenly places with you, that we are drinking of your cup, and it is running over in our lives. We praise you and give you glory for all things through your word and through your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for the blood that brings us all together under your wing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for another midnight cry. We thank you for the new thing, Father God, that you're doing even on this conference line and for your people of God. Father God, we thank you for the company of prophets. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your people, Father God, even now on this conference line, Father God. We thank you for touching even people's siblings, Father God, their children, Father God. We thank you for touching my daughter. Thank you for touching my grandparents, Father God. We thank you for touching Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the people of God's marriages, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing in relationships. We thank you for right ideas and new ideas, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know, Father God, that you, Father God, it gives you pleasure, Father God, to give us the kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing even a new thing, Father God, and even inside of our hearts, Father God. And we thank you for turning the hearts, Father God, of the sinners, Father God, of the hardened hearts, Father God, back to you, Father God. We thank you even for your Son's, Father God, precious blood, Father God, that was shed on Calvary, Father God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Oh, God and eternal Father, we give you thanks again, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for this opportunity. We thank you, O God, for this privilege. Lord, we thank you, O God, that we can come into your presence, O God. And, Father God, we can give it all to you, Lord, because, Father, you said we are to come and to lay all, O God, at your feet, O God. And, Father, you are there, Lord, to answer all our cry. Father God, you know everything, Lord. Father God, I present, O God, all those that are on the lines, O God. Lord, remember our families. Father God, we ask, dear God, that you continue, dear Father, to lead us and to guide us, protect us, dear Father. Lord God, we pray, O God, for Master Prophet Jordan, O God, and we pray, O God, for Pastor Deborah Jordan also, God. We pray, O Lord, for the whole family, Lord God, tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch, dear God. Continue, dear Father, Lord God, to strengthen them and to keep them, dear Lord. Continue, dear Lord, to give them the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding, God, as they come, Lord God, to impart it to us, O Father, so that we can be better persons, O God. We thank you, O God, for the knowledge and the wisdom. We thank you, O God, that you're able, O God, to guide us in your truth, O God. Father God, we give you praise, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for who you are. You are the great I am, Lord God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And Father, we just want to worship and adore you, O Father. Father God, Lord, remember families, O God. Remember, O God, our young people, O God. Father, remember the sick and the afflicted. Father God, remember the poor, O God. Remember the needy, O God, the orphans, the widow, the widower. Lord God, we place them into your hands, O God, because you are our God and our burden bearer, Lord. And we thank you, God, for hearing our cry. We thank you for answer it. Father God, we decree and declare prosperity over our lives, O God. Father God, we decree and declare, O God, success. We decree and declare, O God, financial increase, O God. Father God, we decree and declare love and family relationship, dear God. And we thank you. Father God, as for me, Lord, I ask you, dear God, that you continue to place your angels around me. Guard me and protect me, O God, from the enemy. Lord, I thank you, O God, that you are the great I am, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. Father God, I decree and declare, O God, the blood of Jesus over my life, over the lives of all those who are on the line, O God, and our families, dear God. Father, protect our going out and our coming in. Father, we give you praise, and Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Continue, dear Lord, to honor our steps, dear Father, as we go throughout this day. Father, have your way, Lord, as we say thanks again in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, O God. I give you all honor and we give you all praise. We want to thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way. We want to thank you, O God, for ordering our step. We want to thank you, O God, for being our keeper, O God. We want to thank you, God, for being our healer, O God. We want to thank you, God, for looking on the sick and shedding, O God. We want to thank you, God, for all those who, even the one who did not have a prayer request, you know who they are, God, that needs healing, God. Touch them right here, right now, O God, in your precious name, O God. We want to thank you, God, for protection, God. We want to thank you for protection, protecting our children and protecting our family, O God. We want to thank you, God, because you go before us, O God. We want to thank you, God, that you're making a path for us, O God. We want to thank you, God, for the ones who are in authority, God. We want to thank you, God, for touching their lives, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for the decision that's made in your land, on your land, that it will be the decision that you will have it to be. It will be your way, not our way, God, your way. We want to thank you, God, for all that you have done, O God, in our lives, O God. And we want to thank you for not withholding anything from us in this season, O God. We want to thank you, God, for opening doors, O God. We want to thank you, O God, for you always be the finish. You always finish on top, O God. We want to thank you, O God, for truly making us the head and not the tail, making us above and not beneath, O God. And we want to give you our honor and praise, O God. And we want you to look on our leader as well, God, and all the leaders that's with him, O God. And we want to thank you for his wife, the leading lady, God. And we want to thank you for all of us, God, here on this line. We want to thank you. We love you, and we want to give you our honor and praise in your precious mighty name. We want to say thank you, and God bless you, and amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Leading Lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for globalizing the prophetic. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship and praise before you. And we apply the blood of Jesus over our minds, bodies, souls, and spirit. And every person that we have prayed for today, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, we apply the blood of Jesus over us, over the airways that surround us, over and under us and over us, telephone lines, our homes, properties, offices, cars, trucks, businesses, finances, marriages, ministries, cell phone frequencies, and we ask you to render powerless the harmless and nullify the power to destroy power, cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic strong man, stronghold messenger of Satan, witchcraft, where he tries to come into our presence, our homes, everything in our homes, our pets, our properties, our cars, trucks, everything in we cover every area of our lives and our ministry, the telephone lines, telephone frequencies, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you watch and cleanse our minds with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought. Give each of us a sound and sober mind in Jesus' holy name, according to John 14:14. So that each and every one of us, oh God, that's on this line, God, Lord, bless each and every one of us, God, to be obedient, submissive to the will of you and our leadership. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we come to you with open hearts, God. We come to you and saying yes to your will and yes to your purpose, God. Father God, I ask that you send a special healing to those that are sick and shut in. Right now, we lift up Prophetess Alice Jackson, God, that you send healing and restoration to her body, God. Father God, and lift up those that are in need for increase, God, that you send a financial increase and a financial blessing into their lives. Father God, we ask that you give those that need the physical strength, God. We ask that those that are needing healing and finances and restoration that you send it, God. God, I thank you, God, for every creative idea that you are sending your way, God. Just send it our way, God, and send the prosperity angels to camp around us, God, that wherever we go, that they are there and they are there with your presence, God. Father God, I lift up our children that you cover them, God. Send our children sweet and pleasant dreams tonight, God. Send dreams that will cause them to live and be prosperous and favor them in the school system. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. As we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, your words say that men ought to always pray and never faint. And we say we will bless the Lord at all times. And His praise should continue to be in our mouth. I thank you, Father God, that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and his ears are open to your ears, our ears, your ears, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that, Father God, I thank you right now, as your words say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And Father God, I call forth, hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. God, begin to heal our land from city to city, from state to state, right now, in the name of Jesus, from continent, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation in our life right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over every right now family member right now, everyone that is on this side, hallelujah, on the side of my voice right now. I plead your blood, Lord. Cover us in your blood. Let the Spirit of God begin to prevail and bring forth the spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faith, and meekness and temperance. We thank you, Father God, that the Spirit of God, there will be an outpouring of your Spirit, Lord. There will be a widespread of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we call forth revival from the north, from the south, and east, and the west. I thank you, Father God, that you bring in the lost right now and for salvation right now. God, I pray for every mother that is on this call right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And I thank you, Father God, that you will hasten their requests right now in the name of Jesus for their children and their, hallelujah, fam, their homes and their communities, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Eva Nod Jordan, our First Lady, Leading Lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them. And we thank you for their family, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, their grandchildren right now. We plead the blood, Lord. God, we thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, and we plead the blood over her right now. And we thank you for Mother Prophetess, hallelujah, Mary Barron and her family, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you for every prophet right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them. And we thank you for now prosperity right now in their life right now. And God, I thank you right now that you've given us seed to sow and bread to eat. We thank you for now prosperity in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for overflow and turnarounds in the lives of your people. And I pray for my son Cecil right now. Order his steps. Let this mind be within Cecil Smart that was also in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that your will is being done in his life in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the lift and the breakthrough. And I thank you for the house of Shekinah. Bless every member, God. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're covering us in your blood right now. And we thank you right now for breakthrough and victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. And Father, we lift up every prayer, every utterance that have been said on this call tonight. Father, we lift it up to you and we offer it up unto you as a sacrifice, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the things that you have already started in the lives of your people. Father, I pray for each household, every individual that's on this call tonight, Father. And Father, I ask you in your most precious name that, Father, you will let your will be done, Father. And Father, cause them to prosper in every area that they have endeavored to move towards. And Father, let every word, every utterance, Father, answer them. Lord, you said in your word that you would answer us even before we call upon your name. And Father, we thank you right now for the work that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. We thank you for the creativity. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord that shall add unto us and will not take away. We thank you, Father, that even as we move forward in this day, let this be one of the most powerful days that we have ever experienced, Father. Because, Father, we ask you, let God arise and let our enemies be scattered. Father, we thank you for creativity. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for success. And, Father, whatever we touch, Father, cause it to turn and prosper and turn to gold in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for those that are sick and shut in. Father, touch them, Father. You know them name by name, Father, and you know the situation, Father. Those that are incarcerated, Father, I pray, Lord, that you bring courage, Father. And Father, you would send the fatherless and the motherless. And Father, we'd be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor, Father. Because Father, we know that you're in charge. And because you're in charge, Father, we trust you. We believe your word and we believe you. Father, move as you see fit. And we'll be so kept to give your name the praise, glory, and honor now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Well, Prophetess, ma'am, I'm going to turn it over to you to give forth the announcement. Again, family, thank you. I love you. Peace and blessings to you. And just keep on keeping on because your work, your labor of love is not in vain.
Peace and love to you.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor.
Love
you,
Pastor.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you, Pastor. Just want to announce to everyone that we will be back here at 9 a.m. with the Master Prophet. We will be back here at 9 a.m. And want to thank you all for being on the conference call. Also, tomorrow is Talk Tuesday with Pop Life Radio. And we will be back as well at 12 noon. So from Pop Life Radio, we go from our 9 a.m. call, we go right into Pop Life Radio. And then, of course, we will be back here at 11:55 to start our midnight prayer call. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets? Please do so. Amen. All right, people of God, just want to say good night and God bless and we love you. And we will see you here at 9 a.m.
Amen. Bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night.